Married at First Sight. Chapter 4233. Audrey heard her precious grandson crying and immediately stopped paying attention to her daughter. She said loudly, "You two enjoy your time together. My grandson is crying, so I'm heading back inside. You and Remy should start planning for a baby to get pregnant first, then have the wedding. That way, it'll be double the joy." Seeing other people's daughters become mothers made Audrey eager to become a grandmother herself. And once she had her first grandchild, she only wanted more. That's just how it is for parents with both sons and daughters. Alisa. She heard her mother's hurried footsteps rushing inside, calling out even before stepping in the door, "Baby, don't cry. Grandma's back." Alisa muttered to herself, "Now that she has a grandson, I, her beloved daughter, have been pushed aside. The moment a grandson arrives, the daughter barely exists. She and Remy definitely planned on having a baby, but there was no rush. Maybe in a couple of years. Their wedding was scheduled for the fall. Serenity would have her baby in the first half of the year, and then, in the second half, Alisa would have her wedding. That way, both Serenity and Jasmine could attend. When they got married, she had been there for both of them, even serving as a bridesmaid. It only made sense that they be there for her too. She'd wait until they could make it." Alisa turned around and walked back into the yard. The late-blooming camellias had finally blossomed, filling the garden with beautiful colors. There were so many different varieties, all blooming under the soft glow of the yard lights. Feeling content, Alisa took out her phone and snapped a few pictures of the gorgeous flowers. She looked around the quiet yard again. Remy had designed the landscape to match her tastes, carefully considering her preferences. The space was large, peaceful, and beautifully arranged. Just imagining herself sitting outside, feeling the evening breeze while gazing at the moon, made her feel warm and cozy. Back inside, she walked into the kitchen. Remy was cooking. Wearing an apron, he handled the spatula with practiced ease, his movements as skilled as a professional chef's. Despite being the young master of the richest family in Annenberg, he still cooked for her. Alisa walked up behind him. "Are you hungry? Dinner's almost ready. If you can't wait, have a little something first." Noticing the snacks still in her hand, Remy simply smiled and said nothing. Alisa always made sure to take care of herself. She'd never let herself go hungry. "My mom wanted us to go over and eat. She said they were having dinner." Alisa nibbled on her snack as she spoke. "I told her you were cooking, and I really wanted to eat your food tonight. She scolded me, saying you work so hard every day, and when you finally get home, you still have to cook for me. She felt bad for you." Remy chuckled. "I eat at your house 340 days out of the year. The times I actually cook are rare. You enjoy my cooking, so I take it as an opportunity to practice. Honestly, I love doing it. I don't even feel tired." Alisa leaned over and kissed him. He momentarily paused but then turned slightly, letting her kiss him on the cheek. Looking into the pot, Alisa inhaled deeply, savoring the aroma. "I don't know what it is, but after tasting your cooking, I can't get enough. I love it more and more. As long as you love it, I'll cook for you anytime. Just like Grandma York always said, knowing how to cook isn't just a bonus when looking for a wife. It's also a great way to take care of yourself." His grandmother had never actually said that. Married at First Sight. Chapter 4234. Chapter 4234. Grandma had a different perspective. She believed that nothing lasts forever. The Johnson family was thriving now, but the future was unpredictable. Who knew if, one day, they might fall on hard times? It was better to be prepared. "Learn as many skills as you can," she always said. "If you ever face hardship, at least you'll have the ability to take care of yourself." That was why their elders encouraged them to be well-rounded. They didn't have to master everything, but they had to at least be competent in many areas. Truthfully, Remy's cooking skills hadn't been great in the beginning. But once he started liking Elisa, he found out that the man she once admired, Zachary York, knew how to cook. Not wanting to be outshined, Remy secretly started practicing his cooking. By the time he and Elisa officially got together, his cooking skills had improved tremendously. He could prepare meals and even make snacks, ensuring that the woman he loved always enjoyed her food. Remy knew Elisa had let go of her feelings for Zachary once she realized he was married to Serenity. She had declared with pride, "I'm a stone. I have money, looks, and an education. Why would I compete for a man?" Letting go after years of infatuation had been painful, but she did it decisively. Her independence and strong spirit were what had drawn Remy to her in the first place. Once he fell in love with her, he worked hard to prove himself, showing her that he was just as good as, if not better than, Zachary. He didn't want outsiders to look down on her. After all, Elisa had once admired the York family's eldest son, the legendary businessman, a prince in the corporate world. If the man she ended up with wasn't on Zachary's level, people who disliked her would surely mock her. She might not care, but Remy did. He wouldn't allow anyone to laugh at the woman he loved. The Johnson family was just as powerful as the Yorks, both worth billions. The fifth young master of the Johnson family was a perfect match for a daughter of the Stone family. Once news of their relationship spread through Wiltspoon's high society, people were surprised. They never expected someone as fiery as Elisa to be truly cherished by the Johnson family's fifth young master. Some even speculated that Elisa, with her strong personality, would remain single forever after giving up on Zachary. But fate had other plans. When fortune smiled on her, it did so generously. Many envied her happiness, though they wouldn't admit it. Elisa, however, never cared about others' opinions. She lived life on her own terms. Her only concern was her happiness. No wonder Grandma and Grandma York are such good friends. They think alike, Elisa mused. Grandma York still stays at your house, and every time she sees your niece, she can't stop doting on her. She motioned for Remy to continue cooking, watching with a heart full of joy. Remy chuckled. The York family hasn't had a daughter for generations, so Grandma York is obsessed with little girls. And my niece? She's absolutely adorable, smart, sweet, and lovable. Even when he went home, he couldn't resist holding her. Scarcity makes things more precious. Though the Johnson family did have daughters, they were still rare. Naturally, Ava was cherished by everyone.